Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Row Show.
All right. Yay. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're so glad that you're back and joining us for a second hour.
We're here at the Crystal Creek for the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival Music Row Show After Party Jam. Are we having a good time tonight?
Yeah.
We got a couple of fun ones here. These are both friends, not only personal friends, but friends of the show. Lockwood Barr, I've known her since she moved to town. She played banjo in a demo I did, and you actually sang in a song on my last album, too.
I did, yeah.
That was fun.
And that was the best track,
times.
I think.
That was the best
the
track.
The part where she was singing?
Yeah.
It was this. Na, 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 na.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Na, na. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And then we got Joe Hash over here. Joe Hash. So we put your hands together, Lockwood Barr, Joe Hash, everybody.
Oh, Joe, how long have you been coming out to the festival?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year.
I think I just missed the first
year. See, people love it. People keep coming back.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. No, I love it. It's, and you meet all kinds of cool people. Like, I just caught Lockwood's round today, right before mine. Yeah. I hadn't heard her.
She's tremendous,
before.
Isn't she?
I know. She's amazing. She's great.
Now,
and here we are.
Where all of you played?
On the radio.
Where all of you played?
Let's see. Yeah, I think we were at Dick's. Today,
we were at Dick's Last Resort, yeah.
Yeah, and then I played down at Three Jimmies.
Oh, yeah, we were there. We played there earlier.
Yeah, Park Vista.
Nice.
I did the Sound Biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw you there.
You did some fine dancing yesterday while
I
we were playing.
Did.
That was good.
I just, you know, you're welcome.
Thank you. Not many songwriters bring their own dancers with them, you know, to perform.
Right.
Lucky we had Lockwood there with us, so.
Problem was, you were playing a ballad, Hino.
Yeah, that was weird, I thought. But
it was weird.
You know, you take what you can get, you know?
So Joe, you were just on our showcase a while back. Actually, both of you have been on our showcases.
Yeah, but, thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Well, what are you going to play us? What you got for us?
Well, you know that you've got a song called Kentucky Brown Liquor that there's a bit of a history to that.
Just Brown Liquor.
Brown Liquor, you know. Yeah. You wrote that because you wanted to be a Kentucky colonel.
Right.
Right.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
No, I'm not insinuating
okay,
anything.
All right.
I'm just saying, well, that gave me an idea.
Oh, it did? Oh.
Yeah, it gave me an idea.
Oh, Lord. What is it that you want to be?
I want to be a Tennessee.
A dentist?
A what?
Tennessee stud.
A Tennessee stud.
Okay.
So I wrote this song.
You mean you're not? No.
All right,
Lockwood, you're awfully quiet over there.
No,
I know.
I'm just here to dance.
Okay. All right then.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Let's go, Lord.
Okay, y'all can help me out here in Radio Land and in Audience Land here. If you, I'll teach it to you.
Okay.
Well, give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Give me that clear in a cup, in a jar, in a jug anytime. Oh, when I pop a top, it takes me back to Rocky Top. Now give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Well, I'd be lying if I said there weren't no history of the trouble you can blame on pure white whiskey. It can make me jump the tracks, but it'll keep me coming back for a little hair of the blue tick hound that bit me. Now give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Give me that clear in a cup, in a jar, in a jug anytime. Don't you dare drink it too fast, it'll knock on your, give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine.
You scared me there a minute, Joe.
We are on the radio, aren't we?
Okay.
Ain't no secret down here, they know how to make it. And they'll make it just as strong as you can take it. Behind any rock or tree, you might find a fine distillery. Even in the places where the law says that you can't drink it. tap. Give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Give me that clear in a cup, in a jar, in a truck, anytime. Oh, when I pop a top, it takes me back to Rocky Top. Oh, give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. This is Lockwood dancing. She's dancing. This is strong. It's on the radio.
No, that's Hino.
Oh, is that Hino?
Hino,
oh.
Sit down.
Sit down, Hino. Come on.
All right.
Put Nobody your shirt back on.
All right. Let me put my pants back on. All right.
Well, corn don't grow up in these hills. Ain't got no sugar cane. But we got mountain water. And every time it rains, give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Give me that clear cup and jar and a jug anytime. You know this part. Oh, when I die, hallelujah, bye and bye. Give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. One more minute. Give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Give me that clear cup and jar and a jug anytime. Oh, say, can you still see?
Nope.
Well, give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine. Yeah, give me that shine, 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 Tennessee shine.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
You are a Tennessee stud.
Oh, my wife will be so happy.
Joe Hash, where do we find you on where do you find you on the interwebs?
You find me at joehashmusic.com.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you
All
go.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, to your direct right, to the audience's
direct front.
No, wait, now to hit right. That would be their
left.
Never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Lockwood Bar, put your hands together.
Yeah! The dancing queen of the South.
Lockwood Bar, you now enough of the dancing, because you have had a crazy couple of years. You've just been lighting it up, haven't you?
I have to say, it's really special to be here. This is my first year at the festival, and it's special to be here on the stage because, Scott, I feel like you and Hino were so helpful to me when I was new to the scene and brought me to WSM and, you know, taught me about radio, and we played shows together, so it's full circle to be here. Very grateful.
We're happy to have you. What a sweet thing to say. She didn't have to say that, but it's nice that she did.
Yes.
So what's coming up with you? You got a lot going on, and you've been real busy playing, and what's next?
More new music. I mean, I'm planning on I'm traveling the country this fall. I've got a bunch of festivals coming up. I'm going to be down in Fort Myers, Florida, for Island Hoppers. I'm going to be going and opening. Doing a festival and opening for Lori McKenna down at Dripping Springs in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
And then I'm going to be playing new music. I've started doing a lot more with my banjo, just without the band. So I've been uploading banjo videos to YouTube, and I'm going to do some more banjo work this fall and release it.
All right.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Now, did I hear you say you got a bluesy little number you're going to sing?
Yeah, kinda, it's one of those numbers I might not have done in the main hour on the Sound Biscuits.
Oh, good. Well, it's late at night, and you're just on WSM radio.
Great.
It's
yeah.
No biggie.
Oh,
no biggs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Just
There's
people
no
all
swear
over
words.
The world listening. No big deal.
Well, after Joe's song, you can sing whatever.
Thank you. Well, this is called The Right Time, and I wrote it with a dear friend of mine, Harlan Pease. Cards on the table and just let it ride. It's the right night for the wrongs I tell. Love undercover till the sun goes down. Don't treat me like a lady, treat me like a woman. Don't hide behind your manners, just take me in your hand. I don't need a reason or pick up a line. Just ask me to dance, baby, it's the right time. Oh, we don't need to talk. Oh, I'm not looking for a future or a diamond ring. Don't ask me where I've been or where this all is going. I've got too much on my mind. I'm better off not knowing. So don't treat me like a lady. Treat me like. Baby, it's the right time. I know love can be the sweetest thing, but that's not what I need tonight. 'Cause baby, it's the right time to walk down that hall, forget. Sun is up, we both see the light. We both know that this is something that is just for tonight. So don't treat me like a lady, treat me like. Let them show me how I feel. They won't tell me no lies. Won't lay me down. Baby, it's the right time.
Lockwood Bar.
Man, oh man, oh man. So where can people find you on the interwebs? Have we talked about that
I'm
yet?
I'm all over the worldwide interwebs.
All right.
I am on, well, I have a website that is my name, which is Lockwood Bar. And it is not Irish. It's super American. It's just like a lock and a piece of wood. And then bar with two R's.
Arr,
I'm Lockwood Bar.
That's good. So Joe Hash Music.
JoeHashMusic.com
and LockwoodBar.com.
Yes,
that's easy enough.
Spotify, iTunes, Instagram. Come hang out on.
And when does your new project come out?
We're aiming to do it sometime, but probably release October, November, sometime in there.
All right.
So nice. Stay tuned.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you guys both for coming in and singing
you.
A song. Hey, this segment's brought to you by Dogwood Cabins.
Our good friends at Dogwood Cabins.
Goodness,
yeah.
You guys.
They hooked us up with a couple of cabins up here in beautiful Townsend, Tennessee, just on the other side of the hill from Gatlinburg. So it's a little quieter, which is nice because, you know, when you're in a lot of people in Gatlinburg, but sometimes at night you just want to kind of get away and
you can go inner
chill
tubing.
A little bit.
You can go inner tubing over there. But
ooh,
dogwoodcabins.com,
like
they do a great job. They
awesome.
First class cabins. We really appreciate them. And we're going to be back with more. We got all sorts of more writers going to come in and have some fun with us here at the Music Row Show Jam at the Smoky Mountain Festival. And where are we, Hino?
We're at Crystal Creek.
Hey, well, now.
We'll be back on the Music Row Show. Woo! Just a sec. Welcome back to the Music Row Show, Gatlinburg, Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival,
After Party Jam. That's the, we got to shorten that title a little bit.
Nah, it's fine.
We're
it's
at beautiful Crystal Creek.
It's
where
late
the food
at night.
Is great, the drinks are flowing, and the audience is awesome. So we're just having a great time.
And we got a couple of great writers here, friends of the show, Randy Fincham.
Randy.
Now, Randy.
Award-winning songwriter right over here.
Award-winning hit songwriter. In addition to his songwriting and all the songs he's had cut with Jesus as a Rebel and Waste a Little Time for Sammy Kershaw, he's also a great radio guy. And he's got a show that not only showcases songwriters, but you do before the show or after the show, you have group songwrites too, don't you?
Well, I did that for about 2 years. We had a group writing session, which we brought about 10 songs or 30 songs that a lot of them get played out now. I no longer do that because I just it was the Nashville Night Show that I did for almost 2 years.
Right, right.
And
you have a new show. What are you doing now?
Show. It's called Music City Magic. It just aired on WOCY down in Florida.
All right.
Last week. It's a 1 minute Paul Harvey rest of the story type thing, and then it leads into the song. Like I'll give you an example.
Okay, let's have an example.
Let me see if I can get the script here.
Set the stage.
That time, country music queen turned out the turned out. Okay, wait.
Oh.
That time, a country music queen turned down the colonel and the king.
Oh, I know what this is.
And it was Music City Magic.
And
there you go.
We'll always love you. She told Colonel Tom Parker to go to you know what.
Yes, she did.
And Dolly turned Colonel Tom Parker down for Elvis to record I Will Always Love You. And it led to a lot more money.
Right.
Can you imagine
because,
that?
Because they wanted like the publishing or something.
Yes,
and she said, no way.
Yeah. And
smart woman.
Yeah, so that's an example. I get to research those and do the who knows, have the little teaser, go into the commercial, come out and
very cool.
Learned a lot
very
from
nice.
You guys.
So Randy Fincham, and then also we have Robert Daniels here. Robert Daniels is out in Nashville slogging away, man. You're playing all the time. You're playing at Millennium Maxwell House. You're playing at Bobby's Idol Hour. You're playing here. You're playing at the Commodore. You're playing there. You're all over the place, brother.
I don't know any better way to get my music out there.
That's it. Well, there's always a gramophone. Have you thought of that?
Eight-track tapes are pretty good.
I've used that. I have a new thing now. I actually walk up to people and say hello. I'm going analog.
There. Wow. That's crazy. Tweet me on that. I want to hear more about it.
Yeah, tweet me on that.
Tweet me on that. Yeah. Okay, so Randy, what you going to sing for us, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you one more way to get your music out there. The Mr. Microphone, the Hey Good Looking, we'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh,
remember
there you
that?
Go.
Yeah. Remember that? That commercial.
Mr. Microphone.
Hey, we'll be back to. Did that ever work? What am I going to play now? Is that what you asked me?
You going to play us a song?
I'm going to play you a grandma song. And about when I was about 10 years old, Mom and Dad dropped me off to stay with Grandma. And when they left, she pulls out the biggest bottle of whiskey I ever seen. Took a big, huge swig, and that scared me to death. I'm a little country boy, and other than watching Dallas and everything, I'd never seen anybody drink. So I got to write with Cindy Lebar Torres.
Yeah. Well, let's all give a big yeehaw to Grandma right now.
Oh,
one,
my
two,
gosh,
three.
Yeehaw! She's a brown liquor lady.
She has been gone 18 years next week.
God rest her soul.
But I wrote this with Cynthia Limbaugh Torres, who wrote my favorite Garth Brooks song, and thank her for writing this with me and writing with me again after this and dropping all those charges and restraining orders and writing with me in the first place. Oh, no. I'm playing the Kendrani guitar here, so I've got to actually capo it up. So there we go.
Ah, there we go. Those Kendrani guitars.
She was a hard-working mama on my daddy's side, left by the war with her own little tribe. My daddy was the third oldest in line, with six kids she didn't have time to cry. She had calloused hands and a tender heart, worked in a factory from dawn to dark. When you're three to a bed in a trailer park, small town gossip can be so harsh. I was 10 the first time I found that bottle. Grandma been practicing the Lynchburg gospel. They say she raised her kids on her own, but she had a boyfriend all along. Jack Daniels lived there in that home.
Grandma and Jack raised those kids. Now I understand why she did what she did. Underneath the sofa, that's where it was hid. Grandma and Jack raised those kids.
Okay, thank y'all. Y'all understand, I'm not bad-mouthing Grandma. You know why? She always put her babies before the booze. Just a little liquid courage to see her through. Oh, how I love to smell her come into the room. Cause old number seven was her perfume. True story. I was 10 the first time I found that bottle. Grandma been practicing the Lynchburg gospel. They say she raised her kids on her own, but she had a boyfriend all along. Jack Daniels lived there in that home. Grandma and Jack raised those kids. Now I understand why she did what she did. Underneath the sofa, that's where it was hid. Grandma and Jack raised those kids. Grandma, thank you for being tough. God knows it was hard, but you did it all with love. I love you, Grandma. Grandma and Jack raise those kids. Now I understand why she did what she did. Underneath the sofa, that's where it was hid. Grandma and Jack raise those kids. Yeah, they raise those kids. What a job they did when they raise those kids. Grandma and Jack raise those kids.
Yeah! Hey!
All right.
Randy, where do we find you on the internet?
RandyFincham.com. RandyFincham.com.
Very nice.
C-O-M.
C-O-M.
Okay.
That's good to know. Thank you so much. And where do people, so your new little, your Paul Harvey-esque show is airing where?
It's where it airs on 106.5, Cross Country 106.5 WOCY in Carrabelle, Florida.
Very nice. All right. Well, congratulations
Thank you.
Randy Fincham, give him a big hand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
The one.
Robert Daniels.
The only.
Let me tell you.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robert Daniels. Oh, hello there.
Now, let's talk about this country boy accent you have. Where does that come from?
South New York.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Big time country.
Big time country.
I tell you, though, I spent many years running around in a cowboy hat playing country music on lower parts of Manhattan. It was scary. I got beat up a lot.
I don't believe that for a minute. You're an intimidating man. Your tattoos have tattoos. Look at them. My gosh. Where did you get those tattoos? How much did they cost?
First of all, I don't know where to look. Where's the camera?
There is no camera.
It's hidden.
We're in radio land.
Okay.
So they're just, this is theater of the mind.
Well, then I do have a lot of tattoos. And a full head of hair.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Long, flowing locks.
And it's blonde.
It's like Fabio's here.
Yeah, it is like Fabio.
Do this for me. Say, I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe my segment is so short.
Oh, man. We're happy you're here. Now, seriously, you're out there playing all the time. And I know that we've done some shows together.
We have.
And there's one song that when you play it, you get the whole bar singing along.
It happens. Yeah, it happens every now and then. And when I get lucky, it's a song called Free Margaritas.
Well, that would make me happy.
And if y'all do want to join in, your part's pretty easy. Your part is Free Margaritas.
Yeah. Easy enough.
It's in the chorus. And here's how it works. I say it first. My song, I say Free Margaritas first. No, you watch me, I'll nod, y'all yell back Free Margaritas, we'll have a good time, I promise.
But a real good night, in addition to getting them all sing along, is when then somebody buys you a free margarita, right?
That has happened occasionally. Yes. I've also had people come up and pour shots down my throat while I'm playing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good night right there.
And my head doesn't go back that far because I'm 6'8 and muscular.
Right. Theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Bodybuilders have nothing on you.
Where do we find you? Where do we find you, Robert?
You can't find me.
No? Not even on the internet?
No.
Where people can't hear your music?
You can hear my music at ReverbNation.com/Robert Daniels.
Well, let's have some free margaritas.
All right. Well, hey, y'all. My name is still Robert Daniels. And I'm going to tell you a little story. And if you want to jump in, you can. I won't twist your arm, but here we go. Just across the border, there's a shack in the sand. They got a bar on the side and a reggae band. Yeah, it's the kind of place where you can do what you do. They got free margaritas, $10 tattoos. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about the tattoos. Well, there's a big orange jug in a tub of ice. Sign says, help yourself. Well, that's mighty nice. Girls are waiting on ink. Sipping on booze. They got free margaritas, $10 tattoo. They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas. $10 tattoo. All right, now, you did so good on that. I will tell you about the tattoo artist. Well, the tattoo artist's name is Desiree. She only does the girls, cause she likes it that way. Yeah, she's the best in the biz. You got nothing to lose. They got free margaritas, $10 tattoos. They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas. $10 tattoo. I gotta play this part low in case there's children out there in radio land.
Remember, this is the family station.
Every now and then, when you get a peek at what your baby's got on that soft round cheek, just remember Desiree and her skillful hands and what you did for $10 just below the tan. If you ain't afraid of nothing, you like something new. They got free margaritas, $10 tattoos. They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas. $10 tattoos. We're gonna go around the horn one more time. They got free margaritas.
Free margaritas.
They got free margaritas. They got free margaritas and $10 tattoos.
Hey! Robert Daniels, everybody!
Woo! Man, that's great. Thank you very much.
Man, not only was that a great song, but that was perfectly timed for another break.
It's like he's done this before.
We should tell everybody that this segment's brought to you by our good friends at KEMC Global. Check them out, y'all. If you've been thinking about wanting to reach out into the European market, these guys are so good at helping get your singles out, helping organize tours, radio tours, pub tours. They're a good bunch of people. I can tell you firsthand, they're going to work very, very hard for you. Tell them you heard it from Scott and Heino at the Music Row Show. That's KEMCglobal.com. We're going to be right back with more of the Music Row Show All Night Jam
at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival
at Crystal Creek. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival, as you know, and we're doing our late night after party jam.
We're here at Crystal Creek. Let me tell you something. If you want to come to Gatlinburg and have the most amazing dinner, you come to Crystal Creek. And then you want to have just the most friendly staff and bartender. Dina is my favorite. I love you, Dina. I'm not saying that because I'm empty. I'm saying that because I mean it. And PJ is just a great guy here at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And, you know,
not to mention live music.
And that's what I love about this place also is they really support live music, not just during the festival, but all year round. So give a big hand to Crystal Creek, would you please?
Yeah. And look who wandered up on stage here with us.
Oh, my gosh. It's
Lala Deaton.
Lala Deaton. You can find her at laladeaton.com. Now, Lala has not only a brand new country EP titled Dare that came out last year, but just a few years ago, she did a big band, all-original Christmas CD.
Nice.
And what's that one called, Lala?
It's called Picture Perfect Christmas.
I love it. I can't wait to hear. You know what? I love big band. I love Christmas. And you're pals with Lockwood, so I love you, too.
Yes.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, Scott, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's so nice to be here.
Yeah. So what you going to sing for us?
This is actually a song that is off of my EP that I released last year. It's a song that I wrote with some good friends of mine, Ms. Carlene Watt and Mark Stephen Jones.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it's called Goodbye Kiss.
I love both
it's
those
a true
people.
Story.
Carlene's amazing.
Yes, yeah. She is.
Mark Stephen's okay.
He's all right. Snappy dresser, though.
All right, well, let's hear it.
All right, thank you. And Lockwood's going to sing some harmonies for me.
Lockwood Bar.
Warm and soft and sweet as wine, where you put your lips on mine. And I knew that it would be like this, but I didn't know that was a goodbye kiss. We were standing in a crowded room, but there was no one there but me and you. Yeah, we struck a match, the fuse was lit, but I didn't know that was a goodbye kiss. Baby, look me in the eye and tell me this ain't it, 'cause you that was a goodbye kiss. Well, I still taste the smoke and bourbon. I close my eyes and feel it burning. It's a painful high, a bitter bliss, 'cause I didn't know that was a goodbye kiss. Baby, look me in the eye and tell me this ain't it, 'cause you sweet as wine, the way you put your lips on mine. Baby, look me in the eye
How about that?
Nice.
How about that, Joe?
Awesome. Love that.
Now, we had a nice person over here videotaping. Now, I'm just guessing here, but are we from Spain? I knew it. It was crazy how I knew that.
Maria.
We would love to.
I would love to come to Spain.
We're going
to
make that happen.
Let's all go to Spain.
Lockwood and I. Lockwood and I are going to go on the road.
Next year's Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival in Spain.
In Spain.
I'm their new booking agent. You talk to me. We'll figure this out. LaLaDeaton.com. That's LaLaDeaton.com.
Yeah, we're
going
to be back.
Thank you so much. What a great song.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Thank you. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with our last segment here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival After Party Jam. Come on back in just a few minutes. Show. We're here in Gatlinburg at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival doing our late night after party jam at beautiful Christel Creek.
You never know. I mean, we never know who's coming up here. We didn't know Lala was going to be here.
I know.
And
that
song
and that
was absolutely beautiful.
Awesome,
right?
Surprise that was. Yeah.
She's awesome.
And then to wrap it up tonight, we have Scott Barrier.
Hello.
Scott Barrier. Let me tell you about Scott.
Tell me about Scott, Scott.
He is someone that I have known for many years, and yet I hardly know him.
That's true. It's very funny.
He and my wife worked together for many years.
Yes, okay. I was going to say, your wife knows me better, but I'm glad you're clarifying that right now.
That's right. That's right. But we keep threatening to write together, but I can tell you that he is playing all the time. He is out there just lighting it up and just playing and writing and doing all sorts of great things. You keep hearing his name around town, and I'm really happy to have you here for the last bit of the Music Row Show Jam here at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival at Christel Creek. Thank you, Dina. Woo! Thank you, PJ, for having us here tonight.
That's a mouthful.
And thank you guys for having me. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, Scott, what do you feel like playing for us?
Song I wrote with some friends from Montreal, a guy named Stéphane Ménard, who played keys for Celine Dion.
I've heard of
her. Have you run into
her?
Yeah. heard of her a couple times. And Tracy McNeil, so. It's called Carolina. Good to see not much has changed. Folks holding on to their old school ways. Been a long time since I set foot in my hometown. Met high school friends at the local diner in our favorite booth where we pulled all-nighters. Catching up what I missed all these years since we were kids. Took a chance asking if anybody knew, if they had heard anything about what became of you. Maybe you'd still be the same, Carolina. As the very first time I spoke your name, Carolina. Coming back to you wasn't what I planned, but after all these years I understand that I gotta find you, Carolina. The track still runs across Main Street. The train comes through a strong heartbeat. Takes you back, you and I. Count the cars that were rolling by. It's the only place where the sky matches the color of your eyes. And I caught the scent, wildflowers growing across these hills where we used to go and lay out on a blanket underneath the stars. But I sit here now as the sun goes down, wondering where you are, Carolina. Hoping maybe you still be the same, Carolina. As the very first time I spoke your name, Carolina. Coming back to you wasn't what I planned. But after all these years, I understand that I gotta find you. A friend from the diner called me up, said he found your number. I'm already dialing, 'cause I can't wait any longer, Carolina. Hoping maybe you'd still be the same, Carolina. As the very first time I spoke your name, Carolina. Coming back to you wasn't what I planned, but after all these years I understand that I gotta find you, Carolina. That's right. Come on, Carolina. One more. Carolina. Yeah, after all these years I understand that I gotta find you, Carolina.
Ada!
Woohoo! Thank y'all. Carolina singers right here around
very
me.
Nice.
That was awesome.
So Scott, have you been to the festival?
Very first time, everybody. Very first time.
Nice. What do you think now?
I love it. I've been waiting to come to this for a bunch of years. I have family from over the hill in North Carolina. My daddy's family is
in
from
North Carolina. Okay.
I wonder where that song came from.
I don't know. Weird.
But I grew up traveling here a lot with my father and my grandfather, who's Cherokee, lived over across the hill there in Cherokee, North Carolina, that area. And so I have deep roots here that I really love. And so love being here.
That's
love being
fantastic.
Back here.
Well, Scott, where can we find you online?
Probably on Facebook, Scott Barrier, and Barrier is spelled just like the reef, Barrier.
Scott Barrier, and the same on socials?
Yeah, so if you go on Reverb Nation, Scott Barrier, that kind of thing. I got all a few couple songs up there you can check out.
All right, and where are you playing at next? You're just running and gunning, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be back in Nashville to do a whole bunch of different, mostly writers' nights, you know, since I spend my weeks writing, like, all week, which is a beautiful thing. I feel very blessed to be able to do that with my life right now. And so I'll be back at the Commodore, let's see, Richard's Cafe, places like that.
Nice. Nice. Well, this has been awesome, and it was your first time at the festival?
Yes.
Are you anxious to come back again?
I'm ready to come back already.
All right, good, good.
We're good to go. Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us here at the Crystal Creek at the Smoky Mountain Songwriter Festival.
Have you guys had fun tonight with us? Because we have had so much fun with you. We'd like to thank all of our guests. Find them online. And we'd like to thank the Smoky Mountain Songwriters Festival. We'd like to thank Eric, Working Sound. We'd like to thank Dina behind the bar.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank PJ. We'd like to thank the whole staff here
and
the whole staff
Creek.
Of the Smoky Mountain Festival.
Yeah, well, check us out at themusicrowshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next week on the Music Row Show.
Go write something, y'all. Yeah.